Okay, so what the IRB does is require that human subjects are protected. So what's the history behind this? Well, as I mentioned earlier in this lecture, that World War II was a critical point. The concentration camps really brought a lot of things to light. And during the Nuremberg trials, right after the war, as you can see, 1949 here, they came up with something known as the Nuremberg Code, okay? And what they found during the trials was that experiments were being performed by the Nazi doctors, and that these things were just horrific. And so they decided that they needed to put out a worldwide code that assured ethical treatment of human subjects. So it started there. In 1964, we wanted to spread it even further. Okay, and we made some changes during that time. As we saw the research, we still weren't quite on track. And so the Articles of Helsinki were adopted by the World Medical Association, and they were expanded. It basically expanded what the Nuremberg Codes can do. Okay, so it's a slow evolution of protecting human rights. You got to remember that more medications were coming out and vaccines at this time. So the field got bigger of what could happen to people, and we had to make regulations in line with the changes that were happening.